Welcome to the MILF Way. Mindful, intuitive, lifestyle, fitness. An all-encompassing wellness podcast featuring some of the most successful, influential parents and experts out there. I'm your host, Cherokee Luker, mother, model, fitness trainer, and wellness enthusiast. Join me as we dive into all things MILF.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by Pure Mama Skincare, a deeply nourishing range of naturally powerful skincare designed to support you through pregnancy and postpartum. With their liquid gold belly oil, sellout magnesium body rub, and range of all-natural purpose-led products, Pure Mama is your absolute go-to for safe, effective, beautiful skincare. Shop now at puremama.com or join the Pure Mama community at puremama_skincare.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to season 3 of The MILF Way. It feels so good to be back on the mic. It has been a minute. It's been since May, since I last talked to you guys and since the last episode released. And I don't think I officially announced on the mic yet that I decided to split the show into seasons. And the reason I did this is because I find that it's a lot easier when it comes to scheduling. Also, as much as I would love to fully invest in this podcast and make it my full-time job, because that's literally what it takes to run a podcast, and as much as I would love to have all the time in the world to do that and to dedicate to this, it's actually just kind of like my side passion project for now. And eventually, it's going to evolve into a lot of other things. There's big plans in the works. But for now, I made this decision because it is a lot easier on my schedule. It's a lot easier to schedule interviews with other people. And this way, I can batch record my episodes. So that way, I'm not scrambling to schedule interviews with people, and it's a better way for me to be a lot more consistent with you guys. So here we are on season 3. So cool. I think I have exactly 50 episodes released. And so I split up those 50 episodes into 2 seasons. So if you have not listened to season 1 and season 2 yet, highly recommend going back because there are so many amazing episodes. Go check it out if you haven't yet. And if you're new here, welcome. I am at a very different season of my life right now. So I'm just here to play a little catch up with you guys and to kind of update you on everything that's happened in the past 6 months since I've talked to you guys last. So clearly, a lot happens within 6 months. If you missed my announcement on Instagram, I am currently 6.5 months pregnant. So the timing of deciding to split the show into seasons actually worked out so beautifully and so perfectly. I'm really glad that I decided to do that when I did. It's funny because I think right around the last episode of season 2 aired is actually when I ended up getting pregnant. And we will jump into all of that. I will update you guys on my pregnancy journey so far, how I'm feeling, how it's been different than the first time around. But first, I just want to talk about kind of what's happened within those 6 months. So yeah, let's rewind all the way back to May. We had so many travel plans for the month of June and July. So in May, we took a trip to Cabo, and that's actually where I ended up getting pregnant. Very unplanned, very unexpected. It's so funny because it actually is the same place that Hunter was conceived, in the same exact room. So there's actually this like urban legend that the room that we always stay in at our friend's house whenever we go to Cabo. We have a really great friend who has this amazing house on the beach, and there's an urban legend that the room that we stay in apparently has some sort of magical powers, because we have some other friends who have also stayed in that same room, and they too have ended up getting pregnant. So should have thought about that. Should have been a little bit more careful. But yeah, here we are. I guess it's kind of cool that she and Hunter, she as in the baby, were conceived in the same place. So I guess it holds a pretty special place in my heart. So yeah, in May, we took a trip to Cabo. That's where I ended up getting pregnant. Little did I know, I had no idea that I was pregnant. And then at the end of May, we had a trip planned to Bali. So we went to Bali for 10 days. Josh and I went there because he had planned an elite photo workshop. And I was honestly pretty hesitant to go on the trip. I was feeling just really anxious about having to leave Hunter for 10 days because the longest I had ever been away from him was also on a 10-day trip when Josh and I went to Italy in 2023 for one of my good friend Natalie's wedding. And while I had the most amazing time when I was in Italy, it also was just, it's so bittersweet because I'm there living it up in Italy, having the best time, but also every night I would go to bed and just be really heartbroken and sad because I missed Hunter so much. So it was really, really tough on me. And I knew that I would be experiencing all of those same feelings again, having to leave him. So I was actually really anxious about going to Bali. It's also literally halfway across the world. It's such a long flight. So I just had a lot of anxiety about being away from him and not being able to access him if there, God forbid, was an emergency. So I was actually really close to not going on the trip. I'm glad that I did end up going because, of course, Bali has been on my list of places that I've always wanted to go, and highly recommend if you've never been. It's absolutely beautiful, and I want to go back. So Josh brought five of his students, and we shot in some really amazing locations. We met and worked with a lot of the local agencies there and models there. And yeah, it was a really great experience. I want to go back and just go there for vacation because, number one, I definitely was not feeling my best because it was very early stages of the pregnancy and I wasn't aware. So the fatigue was so real. And I feel like I wasn't really able to like fully enjoy myself and the experiences I was having just because I was feeling so physically drained and didn't really know why. And then I just want to go back and not have to work while we're there. The accommodations were great. We stayed at a few different places and the food was amazing. The prices are amazing. It worked out perfectly because Josh was there for work and I ended up actually booking a job while I was there as well. So I'm glad that I decided to go. Before we went on our trip, we made a little pit stop on the East Coast to drop Hunter off at my parents' house. As much as I wanted to bring Hunter with us, I am really glad that he ended up staying at my parents', because bringing a three-year-old to Bali and doing it the way that we did, it just would have been a lot for him. So we made a little pit stop in Maine, visited my parents for a couple days, and I also ended up getting to see a few of my best friends from high school, which is always so nice. And it was perfect timing because my best friend had just given birth. So she brought her little newborn and we were all able to meet him and just catch up on life. And it's just so cool to reminisce on all of the crazy shit that we used to do when we were younger. Like, honestly, I don't even know how I'm alive right now. But it's also just a different kind of connection, I think, when you grow up with the friends that you grew up with. It's just so cool to see where everybody is now in their lives, and we're all in such different places, but there's always still that strong like bond and connection that is just so unbreakable with the friends that you have when you're growing up. So that was a really special time, and it worked out because Hunter's birthday is June 13th. So we did a little early birthday celebration for him with all of my friends. And so that was fun because my parents live on a lake. And so we just like hung outside all day and went in the lake. And sorry, it's the pregnancy. Whew. Anybody else with the indigestion and like the burping, it's next level. I apologize for that. Also the shortness of breath, like, am I okay? But yeah, it also gave me such peace of mind leaving Hunter in Maine because my parents do live on a lake. I know that he's like outside playing all day. He's having the best time. He absolutely loves it. My parents obviously are so obsessed with him. So that like gave me some comfort having to leave him. So we made our way to Bali. But like I said, I was not feeling my best physically. And it's because I was pregnant and I didn't know. And so during the trip, my period was late, obviously. And I was blaming it on the fact that, you know, we were changing time zones. Maybe I was really stressed out before. And I just thought that maybe my hormones were like a little bit out of whack and my body was just out of sync. And so I really did not think at all that I was pregnant. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. Like, but the fatigue was debilitating. And I should have taken that as a sign that like, girl, there's something else going on. So by the time that our trip had ended, my period was 10 days late. So I made the decision on the flight home. I was like, okay, as soon as I land, I'm going to buy a pregnancy test, take it, and just pray to the gods that it doesn't come out positive. And I feel bad for saying that sometimes. And I think that I have a lot of guilt around feeling the way that I do currently when it comes to this pregnancy. I have a lot of friends who are currently on a journey, and sometimes it feels a little bit unfair. And I want to be mindful and sensitive to anyone going through the conception process and going through a fertility journey. I know that it is not easy, and I know that I shouldn't take it so lightly, but that's just my truth. And it's definitely not something that I was expecting. It's not something that I really wanted at the time. And so it's hard for me because I know that there are so many women out there who would die to be in my position right now. And to anyone out there struggling on a fertility journey or going through it, I just want to encourage you and say that, like, I'm such a firm believer that everything happens as it's meant to and when it's meant to. And just because maybe you're struggling right now doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. And I know that it's so easy to just like sit here and say that. And I don't know what anyone is going through being in that position, but just to offer some words of encouragement, your timing will come, and to not stress about it too much. So it was definitely very hard for me to tell a couple of my friends who are on that fertility journey and going through it, because sometimes it can seem a little bit unfair that it comes so easily and unexpected for others, and then others will, you know, try so hard for years, and sometimes it doesn't quite go as they'd hope. But all that is to say is that's what I want this platform to be. I want it to be a space for women to connect and support one another, even if you are going through it and in the trenches. I'm here to offer support by, you know, just being here to listen, talking about it. So feel free to message me if you are going through it right now. I feel for you, and just know that your timing will come when it's meant to. That's all I wanted to say, and I don't want to offend anybody by saying things like that I was hoping that the pregnancy test would come back negative, because it's not that I didn't want to have another child. I've always said that I wanted two kids, a boy and a girl, which is exactly what I'm getting. So I am very thankful in that sense. Just the timing of it, it didn't feel right. But I'm leaning on my belief that it is right. And there is a higher power, and God or the universe, whoever, has a greater plan for me. So this is what was meant to happen when it was meant to happen. I think it's hard on both sides, feeling like you're not quite ready and also feeling like you want it so badly. And I think for me, the hardest part of accepting it is, well, to be completely transparent and honest, Josh and I's relationship wasn't in the best place. And, you know, we're still working on things. It's always a process, and it's always a learning game, and it's always about evolving and growing together as a couple. And sometimes that happens at different rates, and that's okay, and it's normal. But if I'm being completely honest with you guys, which I always try to be, really vulnerable and transparent with you on here, that was a big fear of mine. After finding out that I was pregnant, is feeling almost like, oh my gosh, you know, our relationship isn't in the best place right now. Like, is it the best thing to even bring a child into this situation? So all that being said, we are in therapy, we're working on things, and I think the pregnancy has actually brought us closer together and helped our relationship in a lot of ways, which is great. So there was that. And then there was also just feeling like I was in a really comfortable and good place in my career and my personal growth, that I didn't really want to disrupt what I had going on as far as like my scheduling and my work and being with Hunter. And so finding out that I was pregnant kind of just like threw a wrench in everything. It was just so unexpected. It was a little bit of a hard pill to swallow. I know this is like jumping ahead. I didn't even tell you guys like what happened. So when we landed, I immediately went to a Rite Aid, bought a pregnancy test, and went back to my parents' house to be with Hunter and my family for a few days before we flew back to LA. And as soon as I got inside the house, I peed on the stick. And the first one, because usually when in a pregnancy test, it comes with two sticks that you can pee on. The first one came out negative. So I came out of the bathroom and I was like, phew, like, I'm really glad that that is the result. I was like, I knew I was right. I knew it was just like the traveling and the stress of things. And so then I went and I peed on the second one. The second one came back positive. So I was freaking out a little bit, and then kind of the reality of it all just kind of sunk in, and I was like, I think this is what I'm going to have to be facing right now, is that I'm pregnant. I kind of knew deep down because I was feeling so physically off in my body. So I was at my parents' house when I found out. So right away, I mean, of course, I told my parents, I told Josh, and I told Hunter. And Hunter, of course, was so excited. Everybody was so excited and happy. And so that was a good feeling. But it still was really hard for me on a personal level. I'm not going to lie about that. And now here we are, 6.5 months in. And I will dive into all of the things that I've been feeling. But first, I just want to fill you guys in on like life updates and stuff. So that happened. That was literally 2 days before Hunter turned 3. So when she's born, her and Hunter will be about 3.5 years apart, which apparently, according to psychologists, is a great age gap because they say that by the time the first child is 3.5, they've already gotten, you know, a sufficient amount of time with mom and dad before the new baby arrives. So they're not fighting for the attention. They're also old enough to understand what's going on. They're also old enough to help out if you need. So that's honestly the part that's making me the most excited, is thinking about Hunter being a big brother to his baby sister. Like, it makes me want to tear up thinking about it. And I think that that's going to be so special and so magical to witness. So that happened 2 days before Hunter's birthday. So June 11th. And I was like, fuck, my brother's wedding is coming up. We have a big family trip planned to Cabo. Like, I can't drink. I'm so pissed off. That was like the one thing that I was like, oh my God, worst timing ever. So the rest of June kind of just went back to LA for a couple weeks. And then my brother and his now wife got married. So we actually flew back to Maine, celebrated his wedding. It was so beautiful. I was one of the bridesmaids. Hunter was the ring bearer. They had it at this really great venue called Maple Rock. And it was just like the perfect Maine setting, a very like rustic barn for the reception. And the ceremony was outside. And I hadn't told anybody in my family yet that I was pregnant. I was actually planning on revealing my pregnancy during the wedding speech. I gave a speech during the wedding, which is a whole other thing. Public speaking is not my strong suit. And I kind of like blacked out while I was making the speech. I'm not gonna lie. I was so, so nervous. But apparently it was a good speech according to everybody else. Anyways, I was going to announce my pregnancy to my whole entire family in the speech, but I decided not to do that just because I didn't want to, you know, steal their thunder and like take away the attention. So I decided to just tell people individually. And then right after my brother's wedding, we planned a big family trip for the 4th of July. And we all went to Cabo together. We celebrated the 4th of July. It's my brother's birthday on the 4th of July. It's also my aunt and uncle's wedding anniversary. So it was about 30, I think it was like 30 of us from my mom's side of the family. And we were all in Cabo. And it was just so, so fun, so beautiful. The house that we stayed at had 2 giant water slides. So we spent a lot of our time on the water slides. All the kids just absolutely loved it. And we had like amazing dinners on the beach, and it was a lot of fun. So that was July. So then, yeah, we came back to LA. August was just kind of like letting the whole reality of being pregnant set in. I continued to work and for the most part, like hide my pregnancy because it was still early days. So, and it worked out so funnily because I ended up booking the same job with the same client that I had when I was pregnant when I first found out with Hunter. So I remember the first job that I had booked after I had found out that I was pregnant with Hunter was the swimwear brand. And I remember thinking to myself, I felt like my body had already changed so much. And it wasn't even that far along. At the beginning, you're like, oh my God, I'm so big. And then now I'm 6.5 months in and I'm like, wow, I thought I was big then. But anyways, so I was like, I probably shouldn't even go to this casting. Like I'm pregnant right now. They're probably not going to book me. Like, I don't know. I was being pretty negative about it, to be honest. And I was like, okay, I'll just go. And so I ended up going and they actually booked me right on the spot. And then I get home in August and they actually decided to book me again. And so I was able to tell the client again, like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant for the second time. So that was a pretty like serendipitous moment. Lots of weird coincidences between the first time getting pregnant and the second, which is kind of weird to think about. Sorry, again, my indigestion is next level. So yeah, I just continued to work as much as I could until I started showing a bit more. And then September was my birthday, celebrated my 31st birthday. So nothing too monumental or big. Celebrated Josh's birthday as well. We're born one day apart, which is wild. I'm the 4th and he's the 5th of September. And for my birthday, we ended up going to Catalina for the day, which was actually really cool. And I highly recommend for anyone who hasn't been to Catalina. It's so cute and quaint. And it just is, it feels kind of like you're in Europe. I think it's an hour ferry ride. We lucked out because we have a friend who is a pilot. So he flew us over on his plane, which takes about tops 15 minutes. Yeah, so that was cool getting to fly in his little planes. And Hunter came with us and he had the best time getting to fly in the plane. And he actually got to sit in the pilot seat and drive the plane for a little bit, which was such a cool experience. Like, I sometimes look at Hunter and I'm like, I wish I had your life. He's gotten to experience so many things that I didn't even experience until way later in life. And then we celebrated Josh's birthday. I threw him a big dinner party and all of our closest friends came and got him a really cool custom cake that looked like his car. So that was September. Trying to like go through the months and like remember the highlights. My memory is not the best, if I'm being honest. A lot of people say that it's pregnancy brain, but I think I just don't have a good memory in general. And then, yeah, here we are in November. So crazy. I cannot believe that it is November right now. 2024 has gone by so quickly. And the fact that we're already here at the holiday season is just wild. And the fact that I only have 12 more weeks to go in this pregnancy is also just blowing my mind. Yeah, that for the most part, that's like my life update. That's a very condensed version, of course. I feel like for the most part, the biggest highlight of this episode is, of course, talking about my pregnancy because it has kind of been an all-consuming thing in my life. And so I'm going to dive more into that now on how I've been feeling and what my birth plan is and all of the things. So I am doing a home birth again, like I did with Hunter. So I have been meeting regularly with my midwife, Abby, who I have yet to have on the show, which is crazy. I promise you guys I will have her on because she is just such a wealth of knowledge, and she's such an amazing woman. I actually went to a wellness event for Pure Mama Skincare, which is an amazing skincare line that just launched here in the US, and they have a great belly oil that I've been using throughout the pregnancy. And they threw a really amazing wellness event for pregnant mamas. So I went there with a few of my friends, and it just so happened that Abby, my midwife, was speaking on a panel there. And just even speaking to my friends after the event, their minds were just blown by all of the information that Abby was able to give, even within like the 10 minutes that she spoke. So I will be doing another home birth with her. And my doula again will be Rebecca, who, if you guys have not listened to Rebecca's episode, highly recommend going back and listening to hers. I think it's one of the first episodes that I ever recorded. So yeah, I will be doing that. There was a minute that I received some news after my 3D ultrasound that I had placenta previa, which is when your placenta is covering your cervix. I guess it's pretty common for that to happen. And in a lot of cases, naturally, as your body expands, the placenta will naturally move up and away from the cervix, which I just had another doctor's appointment last week and found out that I am in the clear, because if it had stayed covering my cervix, I would have had to schedule a C-section. And so now that the placenta has moved up, I am all good to go. And all of the results came back great from the last doctor's appointment. She is healthy and right on track, like the perfect size, right where she's supposed to be. So I am just praying and hoping for a smooth and easy delivery. And I'm hoping that in a weird way, that because this pregnancy has been so much more difficult for me than my pregnancy with Hunter, I'm like, okay, well, maybe since this pregnancy has been such a bitch, the delivery will be easy, because the pregnancy with Hunter was such a breeze, but the delivery was such a bitch. And they also say that with second births, it usually goes a lot quicker and it's usually a lot smoother. So everybody, please send out all of the positive vibes that I will have a smooth and easy and quick delivery. So yeah, to talk more about why this pregnancy has been much more different than the first time around, I think the main symptom that I'm struggling with the most is the extreme fatigue every single day. And I think that mostly has to do with the fact that I already have a child, and a wild child at that. You know, he's a toddler, he's a boy, he's 3.5 years old, just full of energy. So there's no really time for me to rest. Whereas the first time around, all I had to really think about was myself and take care of myself. But now I have this little boy who I have to entertain 24/7, which, just a side note, for anyone out there who just doesn't understand, like, I commend all of the parents who are stay-at-home parents, because it is the hardest job in the entire world. And I say that with so much conviction now, because before the pregnancy, I, you know, was working part-time. So we had a nanny come at least 3 days a week from like 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And during those times, I would either be at a modeling job or, you know, working on the podcast or just like getting things done. And I can tell you that I've had a lot of jobs in my life, okay? I started working at the age of 15 and I've done everything from retail to serving to, you know, whatever, lots of service industry jobs. Being a parent is the hardest job on the planet. And so, yeah, I just want to give credit to all of you out there and just reassure you that you are doing an amazing job and it's not easy. So give yourself some grace, give yourself some credit, because having to entertain your child, and also I think it's also just a mental thing of having the pressure to be so present 24/7, that in and of itself is so mentally taxing. And that's not to say that I don't love every minute of it and that I take it for granted. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm very thankful for the position that I'm in, that I'm able to spend this much time with Hunter, especially now that I have a second one on the way. I think that it's so important to just be able to soak up these last few moments of him being an only child, because that is something that I am a little bit worried about when the second one comes along. I think a lot about how I'm going to divide my time and attention between two children. It's already so much with just one, but people have been doing this since the beginning of time. So I'm just trying to reassure myself that I will adjust and everything will work out how it's meant to, and everything is going to be okay. But now I'm in the third trimester, so things are definitely a little bit better, especially compared to the first trimester. First trimester was something I've never felt before. I was definitely very nauseous, never to the point of throwing up constantly. I think I maybe threw up like one time. But they say that with girls, your pregnancy usually tends to be a little bit more difficult. And I've definitely found that to be true. So first trimester was rough. I mean, I couldn't really even get out of bed. I was just so exhausted. Every single day it was usually around like 3 or 4 p.m., I had to take a nap. Otherwise, I couldn't really get through the day. So that's just one big symptom that I've been feeling so heavily. Second trimester was a lot better. I feel like my energy levels kind of came back a little bit. It's still definitely not what I was feeling pre-pregnancy. But they say that the second trimester is like, I don't know what they call it, like the golden trimester or like the honeymoon trimester. I don't know what they call it. But anyways, it's supposed to be like the time during pregnancy where you feel your best. And so far, that's definitely been the case. I'm only 1 week into the third trimester, so things are getting big. It's getting real. It's happening. Can't believe that I am so close. Like, this pregnancy has gone by so quickly. What else have I been feeling? I think, yeah, what I already touched on is just like feeling a little bit nervous about having to divide my attention. Also, the fact that I'm having a girl now I'm nervous because I feel like it's a little bit more pressure to have a girl, especially nowadays in today's society. And I just want to do the right thing. And I want to be the best mom that I can be. And I want to set such a great example for her. And I think that mother-daughter relationships and dynamics between mothers and daughters can be a little bit tricky sometimes. And I definitely experienced that growing up. Like, I feel like I'm definitely a daddy's girl, and I think that that's pretty common. And that's not to say that I'm not close with my mom. I think as I've gotten older, our relationship has gotten better. But I think and this isn't to like shit on my mom or talk negatively about her in any way, because she, of course, did the best with what she was given, and she was an amazing mother. Just know that. But I think from an emotional perspective, I think I needed a little bit more from her. And I think my favorite thing about being a parent is that you get to reparent yourself in a lot of ways, and you get to parent your child how you wish you had been parented growing up. And that's not to say that I had a bad childhood in any capacity. It's just that the things that were missing in your childhood, you get to fill in the gaps and be that for your child. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about being a parent. It's all just a learning process, and it's crazy to think about how much they actually teach you. You think you're going into parenthood being the one to teach your child everything, but it actually comes back to you in so many ways that you can't even imagine. Yeah, that being said, having a girl feels like a lot more pressure, and I'm sure everything's gonna work out beautifully. Other than that, as far as like my diet goes, it kind of changes every day. And I kind of was this way with Hunter too. But like, if I think of something that I feel like I want to eat, I have to have it like right then and there. First trimester, I was insatiable. Like, I ate so much and I was not as healthy as I wish I could have been. I had a few like food aversions. I didn't really want to eat meat or protein. I just wanted to eat carbs. But thank God, once I hit the second trimester, my diet kind of like went back to normal. And so every day I try to consistently get as much protein as I can. So in every single meal, I try and incorporate at least like 10 grams of protein. So, you know, for breakfast, I'll either do like some Greek yogurt with some fruit and berries in there with chia seeds and honey, or I'll do 2 eggs with a piece of toast, or I'll do some cottage cheese. And then for lunch, I'll do maybe like a salad with a protein. And then for dinner is always like some sort of protein, a carb, and then a vegetable. And right now I'm feeling good as far as my diet goes. First trimester was a different story. Your girl just wanted to eat cinnamon rolls and ramen noodles. But for some reason, I haven't really been craving sweets so much anymore. I more so crave like savory, salty things, which I guess is maybe better. I don't know. And then, of course, I try and drink as much water as I can. I try to hit a gallon a day. Sometimes I don't achieve that. But for the most part, I have my emotional support water bottle, which I highly recommend anybody getting. It helps so much to just carry around a water bottle with you everywhere you go. It's always there and available, and it's also your constant reminder to keep drinking. That being said, I pee literally every 5 minutes, and that's been a problem during the night. So I've had a really hard time sleeping this pregnancy because I wake up to pee and then I can't fall back asleep. And I'm also just a lot more uncomfortable this time around. While I'm sleeping, I can't seem to find a comfortable position. They say that when you're pregnant, you're supposed to sleep on your left side. And I think because during my first pregnancy, I tried to do that. I slept on my left side. And I think because of that, my left hip has been giving me some problems, because I think I had all of that extra weight on there on my hip. And so now every time I try and sleep on my left side, I'm like, oh God, I can't do this. And then when I try and lay on my back, which, you know, you're not really supposed to do while you're pregnant, but it's, that's the most comfortable for me. But then the moment I get on my back, this little girl will not have it. She is doing flips. She's kicking me. She is like doing aerobics inside my belly. So I'm like, oh, okay, like I hear you. I will turn on my side. So sleep has been a little bit of an issue. We just got a new mattress. We got the Helix mattress. We've heard a lot of really great things about it. It's literally night number 2 on the new mattress. So far so good. It's been a lot better than our old Tempur-Pedic, but I will keep you guys updated on the Helix mattress. And then as far as exercise goes, I have been kind of slacking, I'm not gonna lie, because I have felt so fatigued. I have not had the energy really to do like full-on workouts. So every single day, I try to get in 10K steps. And, you know, for the most part, a lot of my activity is just like running around with Hunter and being active with him. There's really not a lot of downtime for me. I'm usually on my feet most of the day. And then, yeah, I stopped doing Reformer Pilates around, I think it was like 15 or 16 weeks, partly because I needed to save money because I'm not really working a lot right now. And number 2 is just also because I don't have the energy. And so I'm giving myself grace in that area. As long as I get in my steps for the day, I feel like I've moved my body a sufficient amount. And honestly, by the time 6 p.m. comes around, my body feels like it has run a full marathon. I've never run a full marathon, but I can only imagine that this is probably what it feels like. And so I'm just trying to listen to my body, take that as a sign, like, okay, girl, it's time. Like, you need to rest now. So mentally, I have been pretty good about giving myself grace in that area because I also think I'm anticipating the day that she does come, I'm not going to be able to rest at all. And I'm also going to be extremely motivated to look and feel my best after pregnancy. And that's another kind of mind fuck that I've been struggling a lot more with this time around. I don't know why, but I think it has to do with the fact that because I've already been pregnant and I went through this, I worked really hard to get to a place where I felt confident in my own skin and my body again. And while I was patient with myself, after a year, I felt like I looked and felt the best I had ever felt in my life, physically and mentally. So I think going through this pregnancy the second time around, it's kind of like I'm starting from square one again. And that's a little bit of a daunting thought to have. And so I am struggling a little bit more this time around with like my body image. And I think that that's totally normal when you're going through pregnancy. I mean, it's something that no man will understand that women have to go through. Your body is just changing so rapidly and there's nothing you can do to control it. So you kind of just have to surrender. But yeah, like I said, it's a huge mind fuck. So I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting my energy back after giving birth and working out regularly and consistently and getting back on the Reformer and weight training and just going hard. I'm like actually really looking forward to the recovery after birth, which is weird to say, but I think it's just going to be fun to go hard and to challenge myself. Emotionally, I am a roller coaster, but that's nothing really new. I don't think I can blame that on the pregnancy. I think that's just who I am. I'm just a emotional little baby and sensitive. I definitely have been a lot more sensitive than normal. I cry very easily, and I think just the fatigue doesn't help either. But I think that's just naturally who I am anyways. Anyways, guys, I feel like that was a really long update, and I'm sorry if that was boring in any way at all. But honestly, this is what my life has been for the past 6 months. And this pregnancy has, yeah, kind of taken over. And I hope that some of the things that I said are relatable. And I'm really, really looking forward to this new season of the podcast. I have so many amazing new guests for you guys and so many great conversations to share with the world. So I am so excited, and I hope you all stay tuned for all of them. If you guys have any questions, or even if you just need some support or whatever it is, please feel free to message me and DM me. I love hearing from all of you guys. Also, if you have any other requests for either guests or solo episode topics, I would love to hear that as well. In the meantime, I hope to connect with you all on the future episodes. I hope you guys enjoy this season. Like I said, there's a lot of great stuff in store for you guys. So on that note, I guess I will end, and I will talk to you guys all in the next episode with the very first guest of season 3. Bye. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you gained some insight on how to practice becoming more mindful, learned the importance of listening to your intuition, gained some lifestyle takeaways and fitness tips. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the podcast. It means so much to me and is really the best way to support the show. And if you feel inclined, please do not hesitate to leave a review. You can follow me on Instagram at Cherokee Lucre and the podcast at The MILF Way. So make sure you follow along to access my personal content and content pertaining to the podcast to help you become the best version of yourself. Talk to you all very soon. Love, love.